Have you ever run into someone you know? Maybe someone that you knew years ago and you haven't seen for years. They recognize you, but you're trying to remember where you know them from. You know, this happens to me sadly all the time because my memory is, it's good, but it's very short. And I'm very forgetful of people's names and so on. And so I'll run into someone and I know I should know them. Boy, they look familiar. Or someone will walk up to me. This happened just a year ago. I was up in Glasgow for an event. We did that Reboot Live event a little over a year ago. And there in the hotel in Glasgow, a person about my age, a woman about my age walked up to me. Oh, Corey, I haven't seen you in years. Couldn't recognize her. Didn't know who she was. And then she reminded me, oh, yeah, I was so-and-so. I was from Med Lake. I used to come down to Culbertson all the time. And then it clicked. Oh, yeah, now I remember you. I hadn't seen this person in 20 years. She recognized me, but I didn't know who she was from Adam. No idea. It's easy for us to not recognize someone if we're not familiar with them or if we haven't seen them in a while. So it's easy for us, unfortunately, to not recognize our Lord when he comes to us if we're not familiar with how he works in the world. That we might, you know, we say we're Christians, we follow our Lord, but then something can happen and we can miss the fact that that was our Lord coming to us. You know, because our Lord doesn't come to us as another person walking up to us. We don't see him. So, oh, there's Jesus. I see him walking up to us. Instead, he comes to us in ways that we need to be open to hearing from him, open to hearing his word, open to him presenting himself to us. Because he does work in the world, and he does come to us. But the question is, do we always recognize him? Well, we come to recognize our Lord as we come to recognize anyone by spending time with him, by being with our Lord. You know, one of the most important things we can do to be with our Lord is, of course, coming to Mass. Now, there are many important reasons why Sunday Mass is important. And, of course, probably the least important reason is because you have to. You know, you always hear that. Well, the church says you have to come to Mass. Frankly, that's the least important reason. More importantly, we come to Mass because it's where we find Jesus. It's one of the biggest ways, one of the clearest ways that we find Jesus. And we see that in the gospel, these disciples, these people who presumably had spent 2-3 years walking with our Lord, they lived with him on a daily basis. And they didn't recognize him until the breaking of bread. Well, the breaking of bread is sharing the Eucharist. It's when you see that phrase breaking the bread in the New Testament, it's talking about receiving our Lord in the Eucharist. It's talking about the Blessed Sacrament. It's talking about being here for the Mass. You know, the disciples gathered for the breaking of the bread after our Lord rose from the dead. It's talking about celebrating the Mass. May not have looked the same as we do it today, may not have always had the same words, but the essence was there. Jesus came among them in the Eucharist, in the Blessed Sacrament, and in the celebration of the Mass. So we come to Mass to be with our Lord, to spend time with him, to be in his presence, and to receive him, so that we will recognize who he is when we encounter him in the world. Because we don't just encounter our Lord here at church. Our faith is not one where we come to Mass, we do our thing here, and we go out and we forget about it for another week. Our faith is something that is lived every moment of our lives. And for that reason, we will encounter our Lord every moment of our lives if we are open to it. So we come here, we spend time with our Lord in Mass, and of course we also spend time with him in adoration before the Blessed Sacrament in the tabernacle or when we put him out in the monstrance. But we spend time with him to come to know him, to then recognize him when we go out in the world, and he comes to us in others. He comes to us when we have opportunities to serve. You know, that's one of those common things you hear for those who serve the poor. They'll say that they recognize Jesus in the poor. St. Teresa of Calcutta, Mother Teresa, is most clear about this, that when she was serving the poorest of the poor in Calcutta, she was serving Christ. And that they were Christ at that moment, that Jesus came as that poor person, and she served Jesus by serving the poor. There are so many saints that you hear stories of Jesus appearing to them as a poor person, as a beggar, as someone who is homeless, as someone who is living on the streets. Jesus came to them in that person, and they recognized that that's who they were serving. We are called as Christians to allow our faith to move us to serve others. And by serving others, we serve Christ. And we see his presence in our lives through our service of others. And that's why it is so important that when we leave here, we allow our faith to influence everything we do in our daily lives. Too often we want to take our faith and put it in a box, a church-sized box. That when we walk in here, now we're Christians, we do our Christian thing here, but as soon as we walk out those doors, we look no different than anyone else in the world. And that is the worst thing we could do, because it's almost turning our back on our Lord, saying, Lord, you know, while we're here, we'll spend time with you. We'll be here with you. But as soon as we're done here, I'm done with you. And you know, there may be someone out there you want me to serve, but nah, I got better things to do with my time. Got more important things to do. We might not use those words, but by our actions, that's what we're saying. We're saying that my faith isn't important enough. My love for Jesus, my desire to serve Jesus, my desire for eternal life isn't more important than my daily desires. But Jesus comes to us in very unexpected ways and by very unexpected people. And if we truly wish to serve Jesus, we need to be willing to serve them. Another way that Jesus comes to us, that we can spend time with him, is through the scriptures. It's through opening up the text that we have received, the text of the Bible, the Holy Scriptures, the Word of God. Jesus is the Word of God made flesh. And we have his words, not just because they're on paper, but because they are the word of life spoken by him. And that when we read these words and we allow these words to enter into our souls, they will transform us in a way nothing else can. If we take these words of scripture, whether it's taking the daily mass readings, you know, you can get like the books we have back there where it has the daily mass readings, or starting a study, an actual study of the Bible, but allowing these words to enter into our lives, to enter our hearts, to enter our souls, to reflect on them, to spend time, if you will, chewing on them. You know, to not just take the words and read them, oh, isn't that great? But to take the words and if there's a phrase or a word that jumps out at you, that's just like, why did Jesus say that? What does that phrase mean? And to reflect on it, to chew on it, to spend time with it. Maybe even to do a little bit of research, do a little bit of Googling or something like that, to pull those words out and to allow those words to enter into the depth of our soul. You know, there, of course, one of the great saints is Saint Benedict. Saint Benedict, of course, is most well known for founding the Benedictine order, the group of monks that exist through this day. There are Benedictine monasteries throughout the world that date all the way back to Saint Benedict, or at least they have connections that lead back to Saint Benedict. And one of the things that Saint Benedict encouraged his monks, and later the monks encouraged lay people to do, was called Lectio Divina, divine word. That's what it means, divine reading. And it's to take the scriptures and to read them, and to reflect them, and to study them, and to enter into prayer with them. That these words would lead to prayer. Because, of course, these are the words of our Lord. This is the word of God. And if we spend time with it, it will lead us to him. And again, by spending time with him, we come to know him so that we can better serve him. And that is why we reflect on these words. That is why these scriptures are proclaimed at Mass, so that we can better come to know our Lord through his word. So may we truly seek to know our Lord. May we truly seek to recognize him in the word, in the Eucharist, and of course in those around us that we serve, so that we might desire to be with him. Because, of course, we spend time with him now so that we will desire to spend time with him for all eternity.